There seem to be no clear signs about whether Democrats or Republicans will control the House of Representatives after the November elections. Several national polls on congressional races suggest the voters are fairly evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans. And, of course, all politics is local. Each congressional district has its own history, its own quirks, its own characters. NPR is reporting throughout this election on one hotly contested district, the 15th in eastern Pennsylvania, among the industrial cities and farms of the Lehigh Valley. 2 years ago, Democrat Paul McHale won re-election by just 471 votes. Republicans believe he's vulnerable again, and both sides are competing to win the support of an influential group of business leaders. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Businessman Elmer Gates doesn't like high taxes. He doesn't like regulations. He just doesn't think government works. Gates once owned a manufacturing firm in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. He sold it for what he calls a hell of a lot of money. Then he helped to found a local bank. Since last year, he's contributed over $15,000 to Republicans like Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum and one-time presidential candidate Phil Graham.
When I lecture at business schools and with young people coming into the business world, I say that a very important responsibility you have is community, state, and federal involvement. The state government and the federal government can pass legislation and invoke regulations that have significant impact on your profitability.
Elmer Gates would seem a natural supporter of his local Republican congressional candidate, a real estate broker named Bob Kilbanks. But it isn't that simple. Kilbanks has had trouble winning the backing of the business community ever since he beat its favored candidate in the primary. He captured the nomination with grassroots support from other parts of the Republican coalition, anti-abortion activists, and the National Rifle Association.
I want to say thank you for letting me come down here. I'm the Republican nominee. I'm the one that needs to thank you all. I know that you, as sportsmen and conservationists, were organized. And you were able to get your vote out in big numbers.
The other night, Bob Kilbanks spoke to members of a gun club in Hellertown. As an opponent of gun control, Kilbanks won the NRA's endorsement. Many of its members volunteered for Kilbanks' campaign. But as the candidate spoke, he was interrupted by a ringing noise.
The system is set up so that we have a separation of powers. Excuse me. First time this has happened here. Hello. Yes. Yes, Scott.
It was the sound of the cellular phone Kilbanks now carries on his hip.
Okay.
Bye.
I thought you're a stockbroker. It's gone.
If they're contributing money to the campaign, that's fine. Actually, that's what part of this is about. I have to be on call to take calls from people who want to donate. It's a lot. It's a very, very great challenge to raise the kind of money we need. Our budget's $360,000. And we're on our way. Everything will work out.
Activist groups provided volunteers and some money, but Kilbanks needs more than that in a general election where more people vote. To pay for mass mailings and commercials, he's seeking support from businessmen like Elmer Gates, who's one member of a group called the Lehigh Valley Republican Advisory Committee. The committee operates so quietly that some local politicians say they've never heard of it. But politicians here all recognize its members' names: GOP county chairmen, business owners, and executives of local corporations like Union Pacific and Bethlehem Steel.
Well, we're all interested in politics.
Founding member Charles Snelling says the Republican Advisory Committee meets periodically for breakfast. Sometimes they interview candidates and help them raise money. If they organized formally as a political action committee, they could legally give a candidate only $5,000. Working informally, they produce more. They ask friends and associates to write many individual checks directly to a candidate.
We really don't take any group decisions. We talk amongst ourselves, we visit with candidates, and we look at issues, but we don't take a position as the Lehigh Valley Republican Advisory Committee on anything.
The committee showed both its influence and its limitations when it recruited Bob Kilbanks' primary opponent and helped him raise $168,000, more than any other candidate. But in a primary, money sometimes matters less than the single-issue activists who supported Bob Kilbanks.
And now, here on election night, I humbly request that my opponents and their supporters unite with me and my campaign and help to carry the Republican message to Washington in November. Yeah!
3 days after he won the primary, Kilbank's campaign director gave him a list of members of the Lehigh Valley Republican Advisory Committee. Kilbank started making calls, but the committee members are fiercely independent. Some were upset that their candidate had lost. Others privately suggest they don't want to waste their money on Kilbank's. They think he's too conservative to win this fall, as politicians everywhere scramble to look moderate. Businessman Elmer Gates will vote for Kilbank's, but he's raising money for a different Republican in a neighboring congressional district.
His name is Christian Leinbach. He's taking on Tim Holden. And I think that's a race that Christian's got a real shot at winning. That's an important race, and so I'm really helping Christian all I can.
Many candidates compete for business support, and that includes the man Bob Kilbank's wants to unseat this November. Democratic Congressman Paul McHale has worked to befriend business leaders, even though they don't agree on much. McHale has generally supported big labor unions, and unions in turn support him.
Two more years.
Frank, thank you.
Two more years.
The congressman visited a Bethlehem Workers Memorial this month. He signed his name in magic marker on a pledge to protect union priorities, like worker safety regulations, which business groups call too intrusive.
I don't want the OSHA budget being decimated by fully one-third, and I think those who do advocate those kinds of dramatic, irresponsible cuts are simply insensitive to what it means to work with your hands.
Yet while Paul McHale opposes business owners on broad issues, he says he still wants to help on narrow ones. When Bethlehem Steel wanted looser environmental restrictions on its property, McHale supported legislation to make it possible. When local companies seek government contracts, McHale offers assistance.
Those who belong to the other party and are active in the Republican Party have seen me time and time again fight hard for the businesses and the employees of the businesses located here in the 15th Congressional District. I probably lose the majority of executives who vote typically as Republicans in any given election. But I think I get a good percentage of that vote, and I think most of their wives vote for me.
A few business leaders have contributed to McHale's campaign. Still, the Democrat has raised less money than most incumbents, and that's one reason Republicans think he's vulnerable if the challenger, Bob Kilbank's, can pull together enough support. Kilbank's is already taping television commercials in anticipation of raising the money to air them. This month, House Majority Leader Dick Armey helped him collect some of that money. Armey spoke at a Kilbank's fundraiser. Some members of the Lehigh Valley Republican Advisory Committee paid for tickets to hear Army's stand-up routine denouncing big government.
Big shot liberal comes along. Listen to what they have to say. Listen carefully. First thing they say is, trust me, I'm from the government. That ought to be a hint right there. All I want to do is bleed my heart with your money. Show everybody how much I care. You know, the test of how much you care is what you are willing to do with your own money.
National Republicans and Democrats are deciding if they're willing to spend their own money on this contest. Democrats want to know if they need to worry about losing a seat. Republicans have saved many millions of dollars to spend on congressional races. They know this district voted Republican in the 1980s and very nearly ousted Democrat Paul McHale in 1994. If they decide Bob Kilbank's is one of several dozen House candidates with a chance to unseat a Democrat, the National Party could legally pour many thousands of dollars into this campaign. But first, the GOP wants Bob Kilbank's to prove he can find support on his own. I'm Steve Inskeep, reporting.